So the question of the night is, what do you do when you're dealing with a stressful situation or a difficulty? A lot of people are dealing with economic situations, but whatever it may be. And you want to deal with it spiritually, but you don't want to become what a friend of mine calls a bliss ninny. You want to be engaged and realistic, and you want to be real about it and effective about it. And I think the answer is to look within in a realistic way. And that, by that I mean understanding that the cause is always, for anything in the world of effects, which is the outer world, the cause is always a cause in thought or consciousness. Ron Scott talked about that on Sunday very, very effectively. Even the most mundane understanding of life allows for this. If I wanted to make a chair, I would have to first think it up. If I wanted to go down to the store and buy candy bar, I would have to first think it up. And similarly, if I want to connect with my source and create, the answer is I have to first think it up. But more effectively, I have to do more than think it up. I have to engage with all my resources, because you see, we are integrated souls. And that is to say, we have a physical component. We're physical, and we're emotional, and we are mental, and we are, of course, spiritual at source. So it's not just thinking about things, although positive thinking is very effective. It's going beyond that to engaging our whole being and becoming an integrated whole self. That's what meditation does. It brings us into alignment, because you see, you quiet your body, so it's physical. You get your emotions stilled. I always liken that to a glass of muddy water. Remember when I lived in Los Angeles, the first time I ever turned on a tap, and the tap water came out, and it was filled with so much chlorine that it was, you have to let it sit, because it was milk white, and it would have to settle. Well, our emotions are like that. You have to let them sit in order to become clear. And then you've got your mind, which in meditation you engage through stillness, so that you can become a clear vessel for your intuition, so that you're not thinking your own thoughts, but you're allowing yourself to receive God thoughts, and so you're really thinking the thoughts of God. And then finally, the source, which is your spiritual nature, has to be engaged. And that spiritual nature is the essence of who you are, and that's God, but it's also you deep within. And so by meditating, we get in touch with that whole integrated self. And in so doing, we get in touch with all the answers that we need. We have the emotional clarity in order to powerfully move forward. We are physically whole and well and energized, and we're connected with our spiritual source. That's why we're here meditating tonight. So many times we forget this. We think that the way our answer is going to come is entirely by rushing around doing. I do that all the time. I call that fixing things. Go around trying to fix outcomes, fix effects. But the truth is that the only way to effectively act is to find the spiritual source within, and then to let that spiritual source, God within us, move through us to act in the world. And then we'll find that things will just come to us. I'm not suggesting this, but there was a couple in my last church who were employees of WorldCom, and they had their entire life savings in WorldCom stock because they were true believers in their company. And, of course, it went under. They not only lost their life savings, they lost their jobs. And they were really troubled by that. They were dealing with things that were beyond their comprehension or expectation. And what came to them was to spend their time in meditation and prayer, affirming the right outcome, and that looking for a job was not going to help them. I'm not recommending this. So they did that, and they got a phone call from AT&T who said somebody knew of one of them, and they found out they both were hired with much better positions, and they didn't even lift a finger. I'm not saying you should do this, but I'm saying that the causes are always spiritual, and the outcomes will always be fed and informed by our spiritual work in a way that's much, much greater than anything we could imagine. What we're going to do tonight is create and ask for divine help in creating those structures within which our God-given talents, abilities, expressions can find their best expression, can best be utilized for the joyous fulfillment of our heavenly mandate, that which we came on earth to do. So I'm going to invite you to join with me now in meditation. And move into the awareness that dwells within you. And so the first thing you might want to do is take a deep breath and let it out, and then just observe your breath. And as you observe your breathing, you can just relax. Someone once asked Eckhart Tolle what workshop they should go to. And he said, you could save a lot of money just watching your breath for about a year. You'll get more out of it than anything else you could do. And so just watch your breath. Observe it. Without thought or strain or worry or concern. It always just is. You might additionally become aware of the beating of your heart. It's always there. Tirelessly and effortlessly working on your behalf, just like God. And as you're aware of these natural processes, the breathing, aware that you're sitting in a chair and that you're fully engaged with this moment. Feeling yourself comfortable within your skin. Not fleeing from your body awareness, but just embracing it and being with it in the moment. Watching your breathing. Going deeper, deeper and deeper. Feeling even the tingling upon your skin of your gentle awareness of where you are and who you are in your body. Just be in this moment. And when you have thoughts, just become aware of your breathing, your heartbeat, the tingle upon your skin. As you move deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into this awareness of this moment. There's no stress, no strain, no struggle. There's only this now moment. And and the awareness that is.